Do we start this one, or do you want to start with hi?
But just hi.
No, give it a bit more than that. Give it some welly. Hello?
Hey. Somewhere in between.
Why don't we just make it sound like questions? Hello?
Hello, it's me.
Okay, that's our intro right there.
Or just hello, it's me. Okay, fuck it.
Right. So, video games part two.
Indeed. There's still so much to speak of, like Pokemans.
All right. Top five Pokemon, but we're only going to do first gen because I don't understand anything after that.
You're telling me you don't like the lasagna crab or the floating set of keys or...
Okay, so I play Pokemon Unite a lot.
Okay. We might mention that in part one.
As previously mentioned.
Plug part one. Part one right here. Listen to part one.
Yeah, episode two. That's it. Listen to that.
Yeah, okay, go.
So I play Pokemon Unite quite a bit. I don't understand the Pokemon in it.
Okay, let's talk about Pokemon Unite. Let's talk about the Pokemon in Pokemon Unite. Which ones don't you understand?
Okay. So you have, these are the Pokemon I really don't understand.
Go.
Electric Cat.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, even I don't remember all the names. I know who you're about. Zeraora.
Deep Throat Bluebird.
Gulp something. I can't remember that name. Swallow Loads.
Thing.
You're talking about Brave. Not Brave, but... The Firebird. I can't remember it even now.
He just is a bird.
Talonflame. No, it's Talonflame. It's not just a bird.
Right. And what's the other one? You've got things. You've got turtle.
Lasagna crab.
Lasagna crab.
Oh, yeah. That weird, like, turtle thing.
At the bottom, Dreadnought. I know the name of that one.
Yeah, Dreadnought. Yeah.
And the thing at the top, the Scrotum.
Oh, you mean Rotom? Rotom the Scrotum.
That's word association in my mind.
Right, so you know Rotom is now been like made into... It's basically can be a Pokedex thing now as well. But Rotom can also be a lawnmower, an oven, a dishwasher, and something else electric that I can't remember. A fan? I think it might be an electric fan.
I still like the theory that Pokemon is like post-World War II... nuclear radiation animals.
Okay, there was another one where, like, it kind of explained why there's no adults, like proper adults, because they basically say, like, they're all at war or they died in war. So there's only, like, majority of characters are either, like, young or teen, and then you skip, and then it's old people. And there's no, like, in between. Like adults, like adults.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
No, but that's like a theory, especially in like the older games. So yeah, you just don't understand them. They're just weird to you then. That's
like, I understand the basis of playing Pokemon.
I mean, like, but you said that you don't understand those Pokemon.
Yeah. I feel like they're really hitting their intellectual breaking point when coming up with like Pokemon.
Okay, I agree with that to a sense because they did hit a dry spot where they were making some weird ass Pokemon.
I mean, the one Pokemon I remember was Sword.
Oh, yeah. There's like,
and you can name it what you want to name it, but it is a sword.
And there's another one where it's like a pirate ship wheel or something.
And Cog.
Oh yeah, Kling Clang and something, yeah. And then
like,
D, which is keys. Yeah, there's a bunch of strange ones in there.
I mean, it's evident now more than ever that they just don't have any new ideas. Like, okay, the newest game, they're like, we're just going to give you the same Pokemon you love with a different look. And they did that for Alola.
Yeah, they did Galarian and they did Alolan. I like the variants, though, to an extent. Massive Meowth is just not on.
I mean, it's stuff like, his Ninetales. What's different about her? She's white.
Nice. ice. What ice type.
Do? I don't know, ice. And then the newest one, it's like, he's coughing and wheezing, but they're wearing hats.
Because in Unite...
And what do they do? Just wear hats.
In Unite, they have... is it Galarian Vulpix? The one that's like ice, right?
Yeah, Alolan Vulpix.
Yeah. I mean, in Pokemon Go and that, you were saying about like giving them different like outfits and stuff. There's a Gengar that's called, it's like a Halloween outfit and it has like stitches across him and stuff. That's really cool. But when they just give him like a little hat that's different, I don't get it. I'm not a big fan of that, to be honest. I prefer when it's like a whole outfit. They did like a luchador outfit for Pikachu, which I thought was cool.
They definitely are running out of ideas.
Yeah.
Why don't you do a design a Pokemon competition, you know?
Yeah, I think they've done that, you know. I don't think it got to come over to the West, but I think in some of the they'd have like a Japanese it's not officially Pokemon, but it's like a company that like try and like find out leaks and stuff. I think they held a competition and then put forward ideas to Nintendo or something like that. And that was only in Japan though.
Yeah, but Pokemon's worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah, it is. Well, you said about first gen and
top five.
Yeah, I'll let you go first. Go on.
Right, number one, Gengar.
You bastard, go on.
Right.
Do you want me to do my number one?
I'm not going off like...
We'd like to do this. We'd both go number one.
So right, number one's first.
So mine's Gengar as well, you bastard.
Yeah, but I like Gengar because I like the conspiracy theory around him that he's just a dead Clefairy.
A dead Clefairy, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Like, Pokemon can die and they just become ghost-type Pokemon instead. Sick.
I think there was actually, like, a proper theories to that as well. Like, in the game data, it might have said something like that or hinted towards it. Or like they found like old artwork or something that hinted at it. But yeah, Gengar's sick. Gengar's
awesome.
And
if you go into like the actual, if you read Pokemon, I'm not someone who will sit and read the dialogue in Pokemon at all.
Mm.
I just mash A until it like gets off the screen, so I have no idea what I'm doing half the time. but when I was a kid, I was like, oh, Marowak is cool, Cubone's cool. And then you read into it, it's like he's wearing his mother's skull. Why?
Mother's skull. Is so
why are you doing that?
Oh, it's so messed up. Yeah, but Mega Gengar's cool as well. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
See, I don't know what that is.
Just Gengar, but huge.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to buy Sword and Shield at some point, aren't I?
Sword and Shield's good. I mean, new one's out soon.
Yeah. I mean, it's expensive. Games are so expensive.
They are, like, Nintendo games don't devalue.
I went to look at Breath of the Wild, and it was still £50, and I was like, I'm so glad I got this with my Switch. And
I mean,
it's
the
just
new games,
weird.
I might have a spare copy that I can give you a little bit cheaper if you want.
Yes, I need Pokemon in my life.
Go on, and second choice. I swear, Dan, if you say Charizard, I'm going to punch you in your willy.
No, it's not Charizard. I never chose Charizard.
Go on.
I think it's Venusaur.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Low-key Bulbasaur. It's cute as fuck.
Wait, no, not Venusaur. Nidoqueen.
Nidoqueen.
Besides the toss. Like, one hit, one kill, most Pokemon.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I remember, I think it's Yellow. The first gym is super difficult with... Well, not super cool. It's a bit annoying with a Pikachu. But you can... I wish you should just go and find a Nidoran as fast as I could and level it up a bit and give it a double kick. So,
I mean,
that's when you knew Pokemon.
I like the fact that they had Nidoran male, Nidoran female, and there were two different characters.
Exactly. That was cool. Really cool.
And then what do they evolve into?
But that was before they added in breeding.
Yeah.
So that was pre-breeding. So it doesn't really work now. I get why they had to take that out.
What was the middle evolution of Nidoqueen?
It's like Nidorina, Nidorino, it's something
Nidorino
like
and Nidorina.
It's something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but I remember as a kid, I was always like, yeah, the purple one just looks weird. I don't like that.
I like Nidoqueen, though. I think Nidoqueen is cool. Shiny Nidoqueen looks like she's wearing a bra.
I didn't know there was a shiny.
There's a shiny of everything.
No, there isn't. Let me Google this. Right.
There's a shiny. Track. There's a couple of Pokemon that haven't been released as shiny, but basically there's a thing called a shiny palette, and every Pokemon has a shiny variant. Just Google shiny Nidoqueen. Like, she genuinely looks like she's wearing a bra.
Yeah, what the fuck have they done to her?
See, it's weird, right? It's strange.
Dude, they have ruined her.
Yeah, I don't like shiny Nidoqueen. But Nidoqueen, look up shiny Nidoqueen. Oh boy, he looks like Adonis.
Is he just darker blue?
Yeah, he's like blue. No, he's meant to be purple, dude, and he's now blue.
So he looks more like Nidoqueen.
Yeah, I reckon he looks cool, but like, it weirds me out that they gave Nidoqueen a bra. Like,
yeah,
why have you done that?
Yeah, but that's like Disney. Every Disney mum or aunt is like thick. Like thick. And you're just like, damn. Like, that's the whole meme template, isn't it? Like Disney mums.
Disney mums. Gross.
Are they thick, though?
Like Duke, son. Go on, then.
Right, number two for you.
So, I don't want to go for like straight like superpower Pokemon, but probably Mew.
But can you count that though? I would say yes, you can count that because he is first gen. But I swear he wasn't in the game, was he?
There was ways to get Mew in the first game, I think, but
because wasn't he promotional for the film?
He was, so there was like cheat ways to get him, but I'm pretty sure he was a promotional thing that we never got. Yeah, we missed out on loads of promotional stuff. We missed out on Celebi. We missed out on Deoxys, I think was one.
Oh, all right, now you've lost me. I don't know what either of those are.
So Celebi is a Pokemon that you had to go to this like little hut in Pokemon Crystal, which is the second generation of games. I think it was in Gold and Silver as well, maybe. Maybe just Crystal. And it was like a temporary thing that you had to go somewhere and it would like activate something and you could like go up to this little hut, press on it, and Celebi would like appear. And she was like a forest like protector Pokemon, basically. Which is, in my opinion, is awesome because I love Celebi. But yeah, we didn't get her legitimately. You had to like cheat basically to get it.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. Like region exclusive things. Like when Pokemon Go came, everyone's hacking and spoofing. It's like, yeah, we'll release the Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly. There's far too many Pokemon that are region locked. Even now, they're still region locked. I mean, they're a little bit more lax, but not as bad.
I remember they released an event on like Twitter or something that was like, Horus is coming to England for a specific time in a very specific area.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm going. And then I went and I was like, there are so many people here.
Yeah, I did it. I'm not going to lie. So go on then. Are we allowing Mew?
Yeah, I'll allow it. All right, number three. Then. I'll let you go first, number three.
I'd probably go for Dratini. I don't know why. I love Dratini.
Not like Dragonair, Dragonite.
I like Dragonite and I like the whole tree, but I do like
just plain noodle. You just want to go with plain noodle.
I like the shiny version of Dratini. It's like a little pink snake. I like it. I think it's funny.
Pink noodle.
Like a little pink noodle. I would say Dratini. It's cool. And it evolves into Dragonite, and you can't not like Dragonite. Like,
no, Dragonite is cool.
In the anime, he's like a little postman. He has like little like a satchel and stuff and flies around, like delivers parcels. Cute as fuck.
See, I think that's the problem, though. When you're talking about Pokemon, you have to incorporate every aspect of Pokemon.
Yeah.
You can't just talk about the games. You have to talk about, like, the TV show as well.
Because I was never in the games originally. I was never a fan of Bulbasaur. But Bulbasaur in the goddamn anime is so freaking cute.
You know Ash is Bulbasaur?
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, did he ever become a Venusaur?
No. Basically, yeah.
What level is his Bulbasaur?
There was an episode where they kind of went to like an evolving party and like loads of Venusaurs and that are evolving and Ivysaurs are evolving and Bulbasaurs are evolving. So Venusaurs don't evolve. But Ash's Bulbasaur's like, nah, fuck you, I don't want to evolve. I am the unit of Bulbasaur.
Yeah, but an evolving party sounds like something really weird.
Basically, they go to like this place in the forest, like a clearing, and they all like absorb sunlight or some shit, and they all start evolving.
It's a weird like harem Pokemon thing going on. Yeah, that's a weird concept.
Go on then. It's all down
one to Pokemon, you know. Right? Just to go off topic, one Pokemon that in the game is absolutely dreadful.
Go on.
But in the TV show, you were like, damn, Onix.
Onix was cool.
Onix in the game, awful.
I actually disagree because Onix in the anime is a goddamn pussy.
No, Onix in the anime is just a heavy snake, dude. And like Brock brings him out and it's like, oh shit.
The way, I don't know if you can remember this, but the way Ash beats Brock's Onix is bullshit.
I'm going to put this one out here. Pikachu, whenever you see Pikachu in it, he's OP.
Pikachu should be like a level 1,000 at least by now.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Did you not see the theory behind it? So you know if you transfer a Pokemon over, it doesn't listen to you until you hit a certain level or a certain gym.
Yeah, basically Ash is Charizard, yeah.
Ash's Pikachu was also the same.
Well, so you reckon it's just not listening to him?
Because it's his dad's Pikachu, isn't it?
I guess, but it'd still be leveling up, and it should be like, I mean, people should be...
No, but do you reckon that's how his Thunderbolt kills all the other Pokemon? So you're just like...
Can you remember how Pikachu beats Ash's Onix?
Brock's Onix.
Yeah, sorry, Brock's Onix.
And just Thunderbolt it to death.
Basically, like, sets off like a sprinkler system, and like the rain basically the water falls onto the Onix, and he just electrocutes the Onix to death.
But Onix is a rock.
Exactly. Like, I mean, shouldn't matter if it's wet or not. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe Pikachu, Ash's dad's Pikachu, because Ash's dad is red, isn't it?
It's never said if Ash's dad is red.
Those of you who don't know, red is the one you play in Pokemon Red.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, so you essentially play as Ash's dad, but it's unconfirmed, but red has all the same Pokemon as Ash.
Yeah, it's never been like officially said, but it might as well have been.
But Ash's Charizard can't be red's Charizard though.
No, because he finds it. Well, he basically, this dickhead kid abandons it, and Ash basically takes it under his wing.
Yeah, but didn't he have a stronger Pokemon? He was like, my Charizard's too weak, so here, I've chosen this Pokemon instead.
Yeah, he was like, oh, my Charmander is a weakling, so I'm going to leave it behind because he's the weak link of my team. And then all of a sudden, Ash's Charmander evolves into a Charmeleon, and literally like 2 episodes later, it evolves into a Charizard.
Yeah, but Ash's Charmeleon was a dick.
Ash's Charizard's a dick until he goes off to like the whole like Charizard Island or wherever it is to learn how to be a good boy. He's just an ass.
Right, third Pokemon for me, before we get sidestepped, Gyarados.
Gyarados is properly elite. That, yeah.
I remember I think it was like when I was 5 or 6 or 7.
Hmm.
No, wait, it would have been earlier than that because the Pokemon movie came out in 99.
Yeah.
This was my dad brought me a Game Boy, me and my brother and my cousin all Game Boy. And I was playing Red.
Yeah, good game, good game.
And I think on my first playthrough of Red,
Yeah.
I came up against a red Gyarados, not a blue one. Or a shiny one or something like that. I was like, what? Not in that game, or is it a later game?
It would have been a later game because
I think it might have been Leaf Green.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but
they weren't colored.
Innovation didn't have shiny Pokemon.
Yeah, no, they didn't have color.
I mean, no, they didn't. But if you put them into a Game Boy Color, they had color. Like when you'd move like from one area to another area, the whole town would be blue. Or I think Surge's whole town is orange. Misty's town is blue. Like, yeah.
Yeah, Gyarados. I had a shiny one when I was young. And I remember I was with my cousin and my brother or something like that. And we were all playing Pokemon. And I was like, guys, why does mine look different to yours? And none of us knew because we didn't know about a shiny Pokemon. You couldn't just Google it. And you're just like,
yeah, exactly.
It's kind of, wow, you just found something different.
I love shiny Pokemon, man. It takes so much effort to get, but I don't know. I have a soft spot for them. I guess it's my turn then. Fourth, I guess. Is it fourth?
Yeah, Rob was your fourth.
Difficult choices. Probably going to go for Kangaskhan.
Okay, I was half expecting you to say, like, Mr. Mime.
No, Mr. Mime is no good. I like Kangaskhan just because you spell it proper lame with like substitute and stuff, properly strong. And if you watch the new Pokemon Journeys as well, Kangaskhan and that is super cute. It looks after baby Pikachu. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched any new Pokemon animes.
It's fine. Go on then, what's your one?
One sec, just readjust myself. Probably Ninetales.
Ninetales is probably elite as well. I'm a big fan of Ninetales.
100% Ninetales. And then Ninetales fifth for me, Venusaur.
Like I said, a soft spot for like little Bulbasaur, but I've never been a big fan of Venusaur, to be honest.
He's a tree frog.
He is a tree frog, and he can leap.
I never actually realized how big he was.
Yeah, he's fairly big. If you ever play Poke Park on the Wii, you'll see.
No, the Wii was like a bad console, in my opinion.
You shut your mouth. you'll see Venusaur hop, and it's kind of strange.
Again, not about the Wii.
Okay, I'm going to go a little bit controversial now, and I'm pretty sure it's first generation, but I could be wrong. Farfetch'd?
Yeah. Farfetch'd first gen.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only one in the game.
What do you mean there's only one in the game?
I'm pretty certain there's only one Farfetch'd in the game, isn't there? That you can get and you get given it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have to trade for him. Yeah.
I thought you meant as a whole, because they've added like a variant of Farfetch'd now.
No. The first one, yeah. You go to a man and he's like, I don't like this Farfetch'd. We'll trade for this.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is. I think it's something stupid like a Rattata or something. That. How would you say Rattata?
I used to call him Rattata.
Really? As everyone says it different.
And
it's
then,
always fun to know.
That's the problem with watching like Pokemon YouTubers and stuff, because you're there like that. I didn't know it was said like that.
No, so my biggest one that still freaks me out is Rayquaza. Apparently that's not how you say it.
That's how I say it.
Yeah, apparently, even in the anime, like, it said Rayquaza.
It's not a fucking laser beam.
Quasar. Yeah. So I can't unhear Rayquaza, because that's how I've always said it. And then, like, yeah, in the anime, it's like, Rayquaza does this. And
yeah, but it's so Americanized.
Like, oh, God.
It's so Americanized. And it's kind of like, and they changed the voice actor for Ash, didn't they?
No, I think it's the same voice actor. It's just that they wanted to age him up slightly, so she changed his voice services slightly. There's a bunch of like other characters. You'll be listening to it, and then all of a sudden, like, I think, is it Jesse and James? I think James's voice changes or Jesse's voice changes, and like a few other people's. They I think it's when Four Kids Let It Go or something like that, and like loads of voice actors changed.
On a side note, have you ever watched Trollhunters? It's the Guillermo del Toro DreamWorks TV show.
I've only seen like a movie called Trollhunters, but not.
It's a really good TV, like kids' TV show about a man who becomes a troll hunter.
Right. Yeah, that's.
No, he's the guardian of the trolls.
Right.
And it was voiced by. Have you ever watched Star Trek, the movie? The latest one. With Chris Pine in it.
I'm not sure. I've only seen. There was like. They did like a bunch of new ones. I think I've only seen like one of them.
There's a Russian guy in it that sits at the front, right?
No.
He's in other stuff, going. But he is just Russian. he died. And he was the voice of the main person in
Trollhunters. Right.
The way he died, I think he left his handbrake off on his Jeep and then it crushed him against the wall.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, that's kind of gross. That is gross.
And then rather than replace the voice actor, but they made a storyline that this guy became a troll.
Oh.
And that's why his voice is different, and they've just put voice effects on him.
Oh, no. Oh, that's... that's in bad taste.
I don't know. I think it works. I think it's better than just killing off the character.
Talking about bad taste, you know the guy who plays Black Panther? I'm really bad
at
that. So, recently, they've done these new pops, and there's a zombie Black Panther pop. And all I could think was like, that's not in good taste.
Yeah, I don't think you can include that.
It's not genuinely, and it's not even like a small pop. It's one of those like huge pops that you can get. You know, the oversized ones. Pop. And it's like a huge pop of of zombie Black Panther. But if it was Black Panther, that would have been sick. But no, zombie Black Panther.
My friend bought me a pop for my birthday like last year.
Right.
You ever watched New Star Wars?
Of course.
Yeah, you know, in the last episode of the new trilogy, that really bad little lamp robot.
Lamp robot. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a giant one of those.
Is that, what's the name of that?
It's Dio.
Dio.
Yeah, I've got Dio.
Yeah, so do we.
Oh, my dude.
The huge one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a bobblehead. So, editor Dave here. We had some issues, and unfortunately, this is the end of the episode. So, I hope you enjoyed, and check out our socials, and we'll be back in 1 week. Thank you. Bye.